Hey, it's Beth here. Okay, it's episode 129, June 31st. I know you've been waiting for the much anticipated August issue of Home and Bathrobe magazine. It is here. It's the biggest issue ever. I mean, Vogue has September. You know, they got their big issue, but nobody really wanted August because it's hot and, you know, nobody's in a good mood in August. So I've got August, and it's jam-packed. I don't really like jam. It's packed with great ideas. So, the first one is, you know, we start with the table of contents. I'm tabling them again. I just don't see the point. The second one, my editor-at-large, Diane, well, she actually has a really good excuse this month. She's with her grandchildren. So I'll probably never see her again. But I can't even blame her because she's really got two cute ones. So anyway, I'm on my own. The horoscope. All 12 signs. Boring. No traveling. No romance. No new opportunities. No strangers on trains. No great food. No great menus. No great nothing. No movies. No popcorn. No fun. So, really sorry about that, but, you know, forget your horoscope right now. And then I had to invent a whole new section, like Dear Heloise, because I have mildew on. I've got a million things that are going wrong, but this one seems stupid. Anyway, I have mildew on this sponge that I have. Threw it in the washing machine, which always works. Never didn't work. So I looked up, because I can't go to the store, because we're ordering groceries online, I had to go on the internet and find out how to get mildew out of a sponge. And actually, there were so many sites for this. It's so weird on the internet. Anyway, this is how you do it. You use vinegar and some water, put it on the sponge, and put it outside in the sun. So, vinegar. So these are my choices. I can have it smell like disgusting vinegar or disgusting mildew. So, really, you don't need a sponge. You don't need it. I threw it out. So that's my helpful tip. I mean, Marie Kondo would tell you to do the same thing, I suppose. But I'm just saying, vinegar smells disgusting. Than mildew. This is why I never look into this stuff, because it's always like this. So, anyway, let's just never have another Dear Heloise. Let's just throw out everything that's not going well. And you don't need a sponge. That's the point. Don't need it. Good. Okay, so here is my feature article. And I'm very excited. It's the best. Okay, so you remember that I feel invisible because I'm over 65 and I don't get any good tables in restaurants. And I don't get any help in Home Depot. Not even if I stab myself with a garden hoe. Nobody helps me. I'm invisible. So this is what I figured out. I taught myself how to cry on demand. And yesterday I tested it out. I had to go to Specs, which is a liquor store here. I don't know if it's all over the country. And because I'm drinking in the day. And the bottles are just disappearing. So my bottle consumption is up because of this. It's not a problem. It's just more, you know, it's over a bunch of hours. And it's just because the afternoons are so long. And I've got a million excuses. I'll tell you about them later. So anyway, I went. The parcel post delivery of the wine isn't coming fast enough. So I had to do this thing. I had to go to Specs and do the outside delivery. You know, where you put it on the internet and you wait outside, right? So there I was. And my time was between 12:30 and 1. So I got there at 12:31 just to prove I don't have a drinking problem. So I get there, I text the guy, I'm here, because the sign says, you know, just text. And I did it correctly, I think. And so then I wait like 10 minutes and I check it again, and I do it again. And it's impossible to do it wrong, because they've got my order, and all I have to do is like 1331. And I did it. And I did it again. 10 more minutes go by. I am not sitting in an air-conditioned car like so many normal people. I'm in my Jaguar. And, you know, I had to turn it off. And I had to tell it I love it. And I hope it will start up for me afterwards. So, not having the normal experience here. And then 10, well, 5 more minutes go by. It's 100 degrees. It is high noon. Or low noon. It's some sort of a noon. And okay, now this is the interesting part. In all that 25 minutes, I'm not wasting my time. I'm watching people go in and out of specs. Everybody's wearing their mask. Everybody's nice, but they are on a mission. I mean, they are in and out of the store in 2 minutes, like a heat-seeking missile. I guess they go right to what they want. They buy it, they're out. Boom. I mean, like 3 minute stops. Like, this is what professional drunks can do. I'm so impressed. They know what they want. They're people who know what they want. So it wasn't wasted time, but now I'm really, really getting hot. And I don't want to be a Karen or a Sharon or whatever her name is. And I like her hair. So put me in wherever you want. Put me in Sharon jail. I don't care. So, but I don't want to be that person. And because I don't feel good about myself. So anyway, eventually a red shirt comes out. And it has the Specs logo on it. So he's about 30 years old, the guy, right? And he's gathering all the grocery carts. So I say in a really nice voice, really, really nice, "Excuse me, sir. I've been waiting 30 minutes for my order." I get the invisible treatment. I'm not even finished talking. And he just gives me a look like, yeah, lady, you're Sharon, aren't you? I mean, that is what his face said. He's wearing a mask, but I can see his eyes. He's got this, and he just walks away. So I'm not having it. So I start crying on demand, just like that. He turns around. I mean, I went really loud. He turns around. I said, "But I'm getting so hot out here." Oh my gosh. He turned pale. His eyeballs turned pale. He runs into the store. I stop crying. I'm in shock. I don't know if he's called the police. I don't know if the ambulance is going to show up. I have no idea what happened. 2 seconds later, he's out with the box. This is it. You got to get good at this. And there's more to it. You have to learn your craft. You have to be able to turn them back on in 2 seconds. So I'm like, so he comes to my car, puts the box in the trunk. And he looks at me and he goes, "I am so through the, you know, I've got the door open a little bit." He's 6 feet away. He's like, "I'm so sorry. I missed your text. I'm so sorry." And I'm like, "Everything's fine. It's great." And he gives me a big smile and he says, "Goodbye. I hope you enjoy your day." I'm not a Karen. That is what is so great about this. I mean, I'm something he can't even name. He has no idea what I am. I'm not in a category. I'm scaring him to death, but I'm also nice. It's like the perfect thing. Okay? You don't have to even get great at it because you're wearing a mask. I mean, later on, you'll have to hone your skill when we have our masks off. But right now, I mean, I'm sure I wasn't perfect at it because I've just begun. But it wasn't Oscar worthy, no way. But it worked. And he liked me. So that is the best. Now here's the second best. And it works for the coronavirus, although we've been doing this for years. You know, my friend David, codependent David, me and codependency and David. Okay, so for years we've been doing this thing for each other, which is virtual gift giving. You find the most exquisite gift that you could ever give the other person, knowing it'll be a perfect hit because you know the person so well. And it can cost anything because you don't really buy it. You might rip it out of a magazine, or you might just put a picture of it on your cell phone and you tell this person, "This is what I got you." And I forgot I was doing it even, and I did it yesterday because he likes this guy named Randy Rainbow, and he does parodies. He's really very, very clever. Randy's coming out with a book. So I call him up yesterday. No, I didn't call him up. I took a picture. It was on the computer. Took a picture of the screenshot, a screenshot or a picture of what was on my computer. And it's Randy Rainbow, and he's coming out with the book next year. And I sent it to him, and I said, I'm going to get you this book, and it's going to be autographed with the most thoughtful, personal message. I'm not going to do it. He doesn't want me to do it. He doesn't want to own me. He doesn't want me to do something wonderful, and then he has to do something wonderful. We're just doing it virtually. So he writes me back, and he goes, oh my gosh, it's wonderful. And we hadn't done virtual gift giving since the pandemic started. So, and it's so, it just feels so good that somebody knows you so well and has thought of you. And there's no returns, and there's nobody has to do anything on the other side. No going to the post office. No nothing. It's the best way to give. It is the most, it's the most beautiful way. So try it. I mean, you know, remember, it's the thought that counts. And it never fails. So that is, it always works. Always. You have to find the right person. But when you do, it's always a winner. So then I have to start another new little, you know, in the table of contents, and they say something, and then they say the page, whatever they call it in Magazineville. And this is a cooking, because I've learned a lot about myself making bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches. I'm addicted. And I'm a perfectionist. I'm finally a perfectionist. It hit. It happened. It happened to me. So I've been working on the perfect sandwich. Perfect amount of bacon, perfect amount of tomatoes, although that doesn't really matter, and lettuce doesn't really matter. Mayonnaise is a big part of it for me. The right amount. So I get my groceries delivered, and there's a little bit of a scam going on, which is they substitute items. They substitute the items I want for items that aren't selling very well. So I've had all kinds of bacons. Thick is better. But here's the thing, okay? And this is where the perfectionism in me shines through. All right. Stovetop, cast iron skillet, keep the bacon straight at all cost. And I mean all cost. You will be burned. It is Mortal Kombat. Total Mortal Kombat. But it's worth it. And get white bread, expensive white bread like Pepperidge Farm, Country White, whatever. All of them are good. But just go white bread. Who cares? You're not, there's no healthiness. I mean, you're having fun. This is a fun meal, and it's almost like a salad. So you don't have to go all, you know, super wheat bread. It'll ruin everything. It's gotta be white bread. That's what they do in fancy country clubs. Just don't knock it till you try it. And it is good. This bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich is good for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So it's all done. Okay, so here's another, whatever they call it, you know, where they put the, I gotta find out what that word is. Anyway, fashion. Okay, so you gotta try to remember that the belt on your robe is there for a good reason. It's there for a good Zoom call reason. No exposure, that's what you want, no exposure, right? And listen, I made a big mistake with Debbie's granddaughter, Violet, the lovely Violet. You know, the Ant Farm Violet, the Tea Party in the Car Violet. I love her. I didn't want to traumatize her. And so, but I didn't get the belt. The belt is always on the ground. You know how it has two hooks? One of the hooks is broken. I'm thinking fixing it, because then you can get both ends and do it really quickly. My way, I have to turn around three times like a dog looking for his tail. All right, that's what happened. So anyway, I'm thinking about fixing my belt, but I'm very busy, and it would involve effort, but I might do it because of this Violet. Okay, so, you know, I don't even want to talk about it, but there was a little gap in the front of the belt. I didn't get, because I had to go around my back and get the other side of the belt, and a little exposure. So I told her. She looked at me and she goes, "Are you wearing your bathing suit?" And like under my robe. I'm like, "Yes, I am. It's a lovely paisley pattern." She's like, "Oh, good." And then we went on with our conversation. She bought it hook, line, and sinker that I was wearing a paisley bathing suit underneath my robe. Paisley pattern. I'm like, "What? That's so funny." So anyway, when we got off the phone, I still thought it was totally amazing that she thought it was a paisley bathing suit until I looked at my stomach, which actually is covered with blue and red dots that kind of intermingle, and they do create a really, I don't want to brag, a lovely paisley pattern. So I got out of that one just perfectly. So then I got the gardening section of the magazine. That's the word, I think it's section, you know, page 100. And it's too hot here. It's gotten too hot. And by hot, I mean really hot. So basically, I mean, I try and I feel really bad, but it's mostly every flower for themselves. So my gardening skills are, I don't know, not doing very well because it's hot. I mean, like 105 degrees forever around here. So, and it was supposed to rain, and we were supposed to get 2 hurricanes, and we got nothing. So I just got bitter, and I'm not watering as I should. So anyway, what I know for sure is, and Oprah does that at the end of her magazine, but what I know for sure is you need a joke. And I got one. It's not John Luke quality. It's really, really not. And, but it's the best I could do. Okay. I couldn't find a great one. I couldn't think of a great one. Couldn't remember a great one. So this is a not great one. Okay. So anyway, here it goes. All right. An MIT linguistics professor was lecturing his class the other day. His style, well, the man had great elocution, of course. And he said, in English, a double negative forms a positive. However, in some unromantic languages, such as Russian, a double negative remains a double negative. A smart aleck in the back of the room goes, yeah, well, that just makes perfect sense. I mean, it's cold there. They got no toilet paper, or all their good-looking females are in America. They got a right to be negative. The professor looks at him and coughs, and he says to the smart aleck to become Arcadian hushed. The smart aleck just sits back in his chair, and he says to him, the interesting thing, no, it's not mesmerizing, and it's not tantalizing, and it's not bootylicious, and it's not like a narcotic. If the interesting thing, he says, he's going through all of his words, the interesting thing is there is not a single language, not one single solitary language in which a double positive can express a negative. The smart aleck in the back of the room sits up and he goes, and he just looks at him and he goes, yeah, right. So that's the joke. Okay, so that's all I've got in my amazing issue, the August issue of Home and Garden. You closed it, you were like, gosh, that was worth every single penny. So anyway, what I'm gonna ask is that you just stay sane, just stay with me, and I guess we're gonna see August through somehow. So just take care, and I will be back. Thanks.